Motherhood. In the fall of 1830, several months after the Alcott's wedding, Bronson accepted an offer from Reuben Haynes to teach children in Germantown, Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia. He and Abigail, now 6 months pregnant, moved to a boarding house in Germantown, where their first child, Anna Bronson Alcott, was born on March 16, 1831. 11 days later, Abigail wrote to her brother and sister-in-law. To Samuel Joseph and Lucretia. Germantown, March 27, 1831. I am so well and happy that I cannot resist the wish any longer to give you some actual demonstration of my strength and enjoyment. My dear Sam and Lou, you have rejoiced with me in this, the safe birth of my child. Lucretia, I suppose, is ready with her condolence that it is a girl. I don't need it. My happiness in its existence and the perfection of its person is quite as much as I can well bear. Indeed, I cannot conceive that its being a boy could add thereto. She is in good health, perfectly quiet, and is a true May for eating and sleeping. Her father has already begun a diary of her progress. Should she be spared to us, it will be highly interesting both to her and ourselves. And, should she be taken away, we shall be glad that her early infancy was recorded. And had she not lived an hour after the pangs of birth, I still should rejoice that she had been born. The joy of that moment was sufficient compensation for the anguish of 36 hours. But she has lived long enough to open all the fountains of my higher and better nature. She has given love to life, and life to love. The remembrance of that trying period has passed away, and that most interesting of all occupations begun, the care of my child, and delightful it is. I would not delegate it to any angel. I am at times most impatient to dismiss my nurse, that not even she should participate with me in this pleasure. I am very well, and fairly initiated in the mysteries of a bowl of gruel. I shall soon take the air, which will convert lilies into roses, and thus restore all my former charms, and perhaps a little more, add a fern to the...